It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I've been thinking about drawing pictures today. Yep. Because I've seen some posters that people have done about songs of ours. Take a look at this one and see if you might be able to guess what song somebody was listening to when they drew this poster. See these words? Sometimes people are good. Two people made this poster, Alice and Martin Provinson. And they were listening to Sometimes People Are Good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? Take a look at this little girl down here, the one holding the book. You know what that book says? It says, there was a little girl and she had a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. When she was good, she was very, very good. And when she was bad, she was horrid. Now take a look at all of the people here and see if you can find another one that is this little girl being horrid. Look for the bow. Look for the same dress. How did you find her? By the bow or the dress or the shape of the glasses? Let's try once more. Look at this little boy here. Now look at everybody else and see if you can find him again with a different expression on his face. How does he look? Like that. Yeah, sometimes people are good. The very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. Sure, nobody's good all the time, and nobody's bad all the time. This is another song that a woman by the name of Margaret Zemack painted this poster of. What song do you think it might be? See this little boy here? He has bitten his tongue as he has been eating his breakfast. And over here is a little person who's been dreaming of great big grizzly bears who wouldn't go away. Now this song, if you know it, you sing it with me, okay? Did you ever fall and hurt your hands or knees? Did you ever bite your tongue? Did you ever find the stinger of a bee stuck in your thumb? I did too, It seems the things that you do, I did too. When I was very new, I had lots of hurts and scares and worries. When I was growing up like you, did you ever trip and fall down on the stairs? Did you ever stub your toe? Did you ever dream of great big grizzly bears who wouldn't go? I did too. It seems the things that you do, I did too. When I was very new, I had lots of hurts and scares and worries. When I was growing up, when I was growing up, when I was growing up like you. And doesn't it help so much to have someone who can hold you tight when you're having a scare or a worry? One more poster I want to show you. And this one was painted by Maury Turner. He's a friend of mine and a man whom you know. He came to visit here one day. He's a man who draws the Wee Pals comic strip in the newspaper and also the Kid Power television program. Here are some of his people down here. That's Oliver and Nipper. See how many of them you know. He makes up stories with all those people and animals. Mm-hmm. And he's been drawing some people in our neighborhood here today. He's visiting Francois Clemens over at his studio. In fact, he even drew a picture of me. I'll show you. Hello? Yes, Fran. Well, I was just telling my friends about Maury being here. Oh, good. All right. Well, we can right away. Fine. Thank you. Bye. That was Francois Clemens. He said that Maury was drawing a picture of him right now and wondered if we'd like to see it. So let's go on over to Mr. Clemens' studio and see our friend Maury Turner. Da-dum-ba-da-dum. He's a close neighbor of mine. Come along.
I guess I don't buy the magazine as much as I used to.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. It's pretty hard to find.
How are you coming?
Pretty good.
Maury, you remember my television friend?
Yeah, hi.
I wanted him to come with me so I could see. Oh, this is great of you, France.
You like that? He won't let me look at it yet.
Not yet. Not yet. We gotta wait till we get. I never like the model to see what we're doing to him. Until we've completed the idea, at least.
You always make the faces look very much like the people, and then you have the bodies doing something that you make up.
I try to, because I like the face. I want them to know who they are, but at the same time, I'm a cartoonist after all, and fun is my game. So I like to have the characters doing different things, fun things.
You sure Hopefully. Look like you're running in this one.
Hopefully we can surprise him.
It's a
bird.
It's a plane. Wait till you see.
Wait till you see.
Okay.
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 Take a look. See, there
it's
you are.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Super Singer.
No, it's... Oh, that's marvelous, Maury. That does look like me, too.
really
I'm afraid
does.
It does.
Yes, it does.
I'm trying to give you a red cape, like.
I'd like you to share the ones that he's done of the other people in the
right
neighborhood.
Over here.
You're making quite a collection of this.
I've had a
neighborhood
great time. Just sitting in front of the television set, watching everyone from the neighborhood, and trying to draw them, trying to capture them in a sort of a mood.
See if you know who these are. Shall we show them to you? This, what does that say on his hat? Speedy Delivery. Yeah. Who's the next one? That's Speedy Delivery's wife.
And who's
Mrs.
the dog?
Mrs. McFeely. Look, super dog food. Who is that dog?
His name is General Lee.
Of course. He's one of your characters.
He's one of my characters. Kid Power.
Who's that? With CB on his hat. Chef Brockett.
Look at the egg in the air.
From the frying pan over to the plate. There's somebody that we think of in the neighborhood of make-believe.
He was fun to draw.
Robert Troll.
Lots of action. He moves about.
Mm-hmm. Here's somebody who has a craft shop. Who's that? It's our
Elsie.
Friend Elsie Neal,
of course.
Somebody who cleans everything. What's her name?
Look who she's dusting.
That's my little friend Oliver. Sometimes he needs dusting off.
Boy, you've done a lot of these.
Oh, I had a great time.
Andy Mannegri. We won't even need to say who this last one is. This is the one he did before. Before I came over to be with you.
You see who's on the picture picture?
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's put more color into this one.
I had to.
That looks great.
Give it some feeling.
That's
make
nice,
it jump
Maury.
Out of it.
Maury, when you draw a cartoon strip in the newspaper, how do you do that? I mean, do you do different pictures, don't you?
Yes, we do. I normally do four pictures.
Four?
We call them panels. But they're four separate pictures, and they lead to something. So what's normally what we say is we decide what the character's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we decide, we usually start with the final panel.
Oh, you draw the last one first?
Last one first. But we do that at home because that's the way we work. But let's not do it this way. Let's do it at the beginning.
All right.
So we can come to a climax.
So you're going to make a story out of four pictures?
We're going to make a story out of four pictures. Now let's draw Nipper. I like to draw Nipper because Nipper is me. I say he's me because all cartoonists are someone in their own comic strip. For instance, Schultz is Charlie Brown. Now, Nipper's thinking. We call this a balloon, a thought balloon, as opposed to the dialogue
when he's speaking.
Right. And you get the words up there.
But so, you have a picture here of what he's thinking,
what
right?
What he's
there.
Thinking, right. So. What he's thinking of himself as an astronaut.
Oh, he wants to be an astronaut.
He wants to be an astronaut. But that's more than just thinking about it. Now, in this panel, we do not have to use words, but we express a thought. What is he doing here? He's thinking.
He's going like this.
He's going like this. Because that's the way I go when I think.
I see.
Yeah.
I think I sometimes go like this when I'm thinking.
And sometimes I go like that.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how heavy the thought.
But Nipper's going like
he's
this.
He's going like this. Right. So we know he's thinking. So we put a question mark up there.
Mm-hmm.
Because he hasn't solved his problem. We know he wants to be an astronaut, now he's thinking about it, but he doesn't quite know.
Wondering how.
Now, he's come to some conclusion here, and he's acting.
He's going to do something about it.
Yeah.
You really have to, don't you? Looks like he's running, right?
Mm-hmm. Somewhere.
But he's going someplace. So where is he going? He's going to the library. Uh-huh. We don't know what for yet.
I have an idea.
This is our concluding and final panel. When he reaches, when he more or less solves his problem. He has a book. And the book is called History of Flight. So in order to become an astronaut, he said he realized that what he'd have to do was go to the library, get himself a book, and learn about flight. Because this leads to becoming an astronaut.
But so first he had to want to be, didn't he?
He had to want to be, yeah.
And then he goes...
And he goes through it, and he finally does it. Well, at least he's starting to do it.
He sure is. Now, this, I guess, in a newspaper would be straight across.
Uh-huh.
But... Do you do the same thing for making a television program?
No, we don't.
Of the characters?
Each we do, there are 17 drawings per second, so a lot of people are drawing. All I do is draw the main characters, and then they just copy them.
17?
A second.
Per second.
Think how many pictures pass by. Mm-hmm.
You want to see one of the...
Do you have one?
Well, it's just one. I thought I had one here. Or is it under here? Well, maybe I don't have one here.
Well, do you have a film of any of it that...
Yes, he did bring a film. He said, why don't we see that?
Would you like to see it, though?
Sure.
Here we go.
Do you have a projector?
You know, I do, but I have a... Mine is 8mm projector. This is...
Oh, wow.
Is this 16?
That's a 16.
Well, picture can take a 16.
You can take a 16?
Yeah. Why don't you come over to my place and we'll show it to
okay.
you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you know, I can't go. I'm going to have to give a lesson in a few minutes. I forgot all about it.
Oh.
Well, Maury, why don't you come back when you're finished? My next student might be a very good subject for you.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Okay?
Okay.
Sure, you two look at it, and I'll be working to you later. Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
You're a working man.
That's right, and that's my schedule.
Your students come first.
Okay.
Come on, Maury.
See you later, friends.
Then.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I didn't pull. I forgot about this.
You know where I am, and we're here.
Before. It's good to be back.
Come on in, Maury.
Thank you, Fred.
I was showing my friends this poster of yours. Will these characters be on the film?
Oh, all of them be on the film.
Oh, good.
They'll be talking about or thinking about making the best of the world.
Making the best of their world.
Right.
Good, let's take a look at them.
Picture.
Right. Press this button for to start picture, and we'll see Mr. Turner's film.
Ah, this is the life, fellas. The great outdoors. Just smell that good, clean, fresh air.
You know, man, this old world sure is a groovy place.
Man. If I had my guitar, I'd sing me a song.
Don't let the world go by without a wonder why. Reach out and stop that spin and look at the world you're in. Look at the world you're in. Look at the pretty colors. Aware of the simple playthings. Be aware of the life around you. It's all around you, everywhere.
lots to wonder about in our world, isn't there? Oh, I like that.
Thank you. Do you realize what you saw was at least 2,000 individual drawings?
2,000 pictures?
2,000 pictures. That's why it requires a lot of people working together to put the whole thing, make it work.
But it never would have happened if you hadn't had the original idea for We Pals.
Yeah, I guess ideas are probably the most important things in the world.
I think so. Do you think ideas are the most important thing in the world? To get you starting to do something, right. Have ideas.
Speaking of doing something, I better get back to Francois. The place where he's got a student there. I promised to draw him, and I think I better go back.
Are you going to do his picture here?
I'm going to draw his picture.
Thanks very much for showing us that, Maury. And this is yours, you know.
I want you to have that.
Oh, I'd like to have it.
Very good.
Well, best to you in all your fine work.
Thank you very much.
Farewell, Maury. Our friend Maury Turner. Oh, he does great drawings. Makes me want to think that maybe I could draw something. Sure, you and I could try drawing something. How about making a book? Think up a story. Maybe have a little person in bed and thinking about getting to sleep, and all of a sudden that person thinks, I forgot to bring my blanket to bed with me. So, that person gets out of bed, finds the blanket, comes back to bed with the blanket. There's a blanket there. And as that person lies there, going to sleep, that little person hears one of its favorite grown-ups singing a song. And little by little goes to sleep. You know, three pictures, we could make a book out of it.
Sure.
Well, there's somebody at the door. Just leave them there and maybe make... Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you, Mr.
Well,
Rogers.
I hadn't expected you today. Come on in.
Well, I don't have a delivery for you today, but I have a piece of good news for you.
What is it?
Well, our granddaughter is coming to visit us tomorrow. And she's going to stay for 3 days and three nights. I'm very excited.
Well, how does she feel about it?
Well, at first when she came to visit us, she was a little timid. But now I think she really enjoys staying with us. You know, she has to wear braces on her legs, and she uses crutches, too.
Oh, well, why is that?
Well, her spine didn't grow just quite right. So she just wears braces on her legs and uses crutches, and she's able to walk better that way.
I'd like to meet her.
Well, why don't you come over tomorrow? You know, she's seen you on television a lot, and I'll bet she'll be glad to meet you in person.
Tomorrow?
Righty.
Well, we could come tomorrow.
All righty. We'll see there. Just wanted to let you know the good news. Good news. I'm very excited.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Your
all righty, Mr.
granddaughter Rogers. Coming to visit. What's her name?
Chrissy. She's coming tomorrow.
Chrissy. All right. We'll be over
very
to meet
excited.
Her.
Very excited. Very excited. Good day. This is my best delivery. Good day.
Good day to you. See? How excited a grandparent can get when he knows that a granddaughter's coming to visit. Well, we will go to visit them tomorrow. I'll take these home and make a book out of them. See, what you can do is just put a piece of paper on the back, and a piece of paper on the front, put them together somehow, and you'll have a book. Oh, you have lots of ideas. You can make up your own stories, your own books, your own posters. I like the things that you think up to do. gives me a good feeling to know that we'll be together again tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. And I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.